Good afternoon, North Lakes Endocrinology. Tanya speaking.
Well, hello, Tanya. I'm ringing on behalf of Tony Schultz. He has an appointment on the Friday the 28th with Dr. Vashni.
Dr. Vishnu, maybe?
That's it. Yep, that's it. Now, the only thing is that Tony's also now got appointments with the cardiologist all that week leading up to the appointment with Dr. Vashni, and he's going to be wanting the results of all those. So what we were wondering is, can we cancel that appointment for Friday the 28th and make it a couple of weeks later when by then we know all the results from the cardiologist are in?
I'd be happy to do that. However, doctor doesn't have any appointments available in December. He's fully booked.
What about early January?
So we close, our clinic closes up on the 18th of December for 2 weeks, and between the first 2 weeks of December, doctor doesn't have any availability at all. I'm just having a quick look now just to see if there's any cancellations, but
okay.
I just popped another patient in and I was only able to find one spot available.
Okay.
I'm just having another quick look.
Thank you.
You're right.
I don't like keeping you away for another month. I don't think that's right.
I've looked right up until the 18th of December and doctor does not have anything available. I'm so sorry.
Okay.
What's your first date?
So did you want to keep the appointment on the 28th? Do you want to still attend that appointment?
Well, we don't see any logic in it because he's missing all the results from the cardiologist. And he won't have them because they're all backing up to his appointment.
So what's the patient's name?
Anthony Schultz. It was an urgent referral that was put through at the beginning of this month for Dr. Vashni, and he has got a whole heap of tests underway for Tony.
That's the first one.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the only problem is I don't have another appointment that I can offer him after the 28th of November for the rest of this year. So...
If we went for what would be the first available appointment in January, and then what I'm going to ask you is, if we make that appointment in January, but if there is a cancellation in December, would there be a possibility that you could ring us?
So I'm happy to do that, but I'm just letting you know he has an extremely long waiting list. So I've got seven pages of patients who are waiting for appointments. So
even in January?
Yeah, December and January. So I'm happy to put you on the list, but I would hate to get your hopes up that you might get a cancellation. He's just got a lot of people on his waiting list already.
Yeah, and even for January, you've got that many. No, Tony, I think we better keep that appointment then. Yeah.
Let me just have a look first week of January if there's any spots available, any review spots. Just bear with me. I'm just going to have a look that first week because he is back on the 5th.
Okay.
Have a quick flick. I'm just concerned if you cancel the appointment and go on the waiting list that you're not guaranteed of getting an appointment, that's all.
No.
So,
and because this was an urgent referral anyway,
yeah, exactly.
I don't really like the idea of him waiting that long.
No. I kind of would advise maybe keeping the appointment at the end of November, but that is up to you. That's your decision. So at the moment, I've looked up until the 15th of January, and there's 15th of January is the first available at 2 o'clock.
Oh, well, do you want to go for that? We'll go for that, but then you're saying that you've got a long list of people on the waiting list, so there's no chance of us getting a cancellation anyway?
I can put you on the list, but I couldn't guarantee you an appointment.
All right, but let's go for the 15th, and 15th of January, and then can you... let Dr. Vashni know we're cancelling because he's having all the cardiac appointments done that week and he won't get any of the results. So the appointment's pointless.
Okay. It's your decision if you want to cancel the appointment or you want to attend. Are you sure you want to cancel the 28th?
We're going to cancel the 28th, my husband says. Yep.
All right, no worries. So that's all rescheduled now to the 15th of January at 2 o'clock for Anthony.
Okay, hang on, let me write that in. 15th, the Thursday, the 15th of January at 2 p.m.
At 2 p.m.
And you'll put him on a waiting list if an appointment comes up earlier for us.
In December?
In December, that would be great. All
Certainly.
Right, thank you very much for your help.
That's okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.